Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Joining us in studio, the Reverend Ken Krieger. He's president and chair of Ministry Focus. We're going to chat about what's going on with Ministry Focus. We had a chat about a year ago, I think it was. Ken, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Andy and Sarah. It's great to be here again. Good to see you.
Tell us about how Ministry Focus has supported church workers over the last year.
Well, I'm going to start back in 2015, just to give you an idea. We've been very blessed. We recognize that whether you're a pastor, a teacher, DCE, or other roster church workers, you may have incurred educational debt to serve the church, but you get called or sent to a place where your income may not be very high. Maybe your spouse can't work. So we've been trying to help those workers with that little challenge, not because of the money itself, but because of the detrimental impact it has on ministry. And since that time, we've been able to give grants to 313 LCMS roster church workers for a total of $810,000. And that includes, in 2024, we were able to give grants to 55 church workers from 19 states for a total of $165,000. So we praise God for all he's done and the generosity of his people.
That is really amazing. Do you have stories of how these grants have made a difference in the lives of these church workers?
We certainly do, because we get thank you notes, just handwritten notes that mean more to me and to my fellow volunteers that I can properly express. And these thank you notes, everyone stays confidential, anonymous, but these thank you notes express the difference it's made in their thinking. You know, they actually grab onto that theme of let's focus on ministry, what we're really here to do. Because again, we want them to help us focus on ministry so that they can help believers have their faith strengthened and more people come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So these thank you notes talk about how that grant has enabled them to not worry about making certain payments, but having this extra money available to them, as well as how it has improved their personal life, whether you're talking about the personal relations with their family members or their personal relations with their children, if they're a teacher, their parents, or their parishioners. So we are very blessed to receive those letters, just kind of confirming the work that is being done.
It's amazing how things that seem perhaps maybe mundane to us, like, you know, ongoing recurring bills or some things like that, like taking care of bills, or a church worker who, yes, they're barely making ends meet when it comes to finances, and then the water heater breaks, you know, the water heater stops working, and or other things that breaks, for example, breaks on the car.
Things always like that. Cars. It's always the car.
Cars. You know, when they're barely making ends meet, and then those things come along, it's something. The support of Ministry Focus helps them then not be so distracted with those things, those earthly things, if you will, but able to stay focused on the ministry.
Right. And when we started the program, we really wanted to focus on structural debt, you know, the educational debt they assume to serve the church. And so when we have the applications, they have a lot of quantitative information. What's your income? What are your assets? What is your educational debt, your car loan, everything? Because we're not trying to reward poor financial choices. But at the same time, we have a qualitative section that really allows them to explain the numbers. What's going on behind it? Did their car brakes fail and they need to get out and visit people? Did the water heater break? Or was there a medical emergency? Just help us understand what's really going on in your life and impacting your ministry.
So what does the process look like then for church workers who have perhaps incurred student debt in order to become church workers? What does this process look like?
Well, your timing is very good. As you might assume, we were able to put the applications online at ministryfocus.org the afternoon of November 13th. So they're available right now. And would you believe, without any announcement or fanfare, there were applications submitted the morning of the 14th.
So of course.
People have been hunting around, and we're very happy to receive those.
Yeah. How do these grants work? What is the process of how the grants are given out? How you determine who actually gets the grants?
So again, what we do is we assemble a grants panel, usually about five people, and I try to get a good mix of people. So commissioned, ordained, male, female, from a larger ministry, from a smaller ministry, urban, rural, you name it, really a different mix. And we hand out applications for them to review. and we give them guidelines. We talk a lot about guidelines, but then we ask for the presence and guidance of God, and we go through a process where eventually we are able to come down to the number that we have enough funds to support. In some way, it reminds me of the Old Testament casting lots. Mm. But, you know, again, the presence and guidance of God is prayed for and we believe received so far.
I understand there's something new with Ministry Focus this year as well, with a special grant support, some support from other organizations partnering with Ministry Focus.
We have been very blessed. In late 2023, I was contacted by the Lilly Endowment out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And for a decade or more now, they've really been looking at the terrible impact of debt on pastors and their ministries. In fact, when I wrote a paper about this way back in 2012, I used a lot of the Lilly Endowment research. And they've continued not just to do research, but to really support organizations that try to make a difference in the lives of these pastors. So they contacted me. I ended up having an interview with them to talk about what Ministry Focus does. And after that interview, they invited us to apply for a grant. It's actually a two-phase grant. One was a planning grant to say, what are you going to do and how are you going to do it? And the second was an implementation grant. So we received both, a $45,000 planning grant and a $1.25 million implementation grant that's over a four-year period. And so that's really been able to take us to a new level. We had been up to this point a totally volunteer organization. But part of this grant is really aimed at making Ministry Focus sustainable and kind of providing a little more scale. So I'm now an employee of Ministry Focus and greatly enjoying that role. What we're doing for this, the Lilly Endowment specifically is focused on pastors. So I want to remind everyone that our general fund, our historical fund, is available to all roster church workers of the LCMS in all 50 states. This grant is a little different. Because we're a public charity, we could not actually receive the funds directly. We needed a partner. Mm. And we found not just a partner, but an excellent partner in the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. So they received the funds and hold them in account on our behalf. What that also did, though, was open the door to not just, hey, you're going to hold the money for us, but a new partnership. They contributed funds to also help pastors. And then we went to districts, the 31 districts that are a part of LCEF, and said, listen, you have the opportunity to give some of your annual distribution to this Ministerial Excellence Fund. So if you designate, and I'm just going to share the numbers, if you, out of your distribution, which in many ways is a gift, give $5,000, the Lilly Endowment will match that $5,000, and LCEF will match that $5,000. So we are able to give triple their money, essentially, for $15,000. And so for each of the participating districts, that means we're going to give grants a total $5,000 to three pastors from each district. $4,500 of that is paid out in quarterly installments in cash. And the other $500 is really tuition for what I consider one of the best parts of this program. We have been able to partner with the Batterman School of Business at Concordia University, Wisconsin. And they are in the process of developing an online educational curriculum. 14 modules in all. 10 of these modules will focus on personal financial education, and 4 of the modules will focus on organizational financial education, specifically targeting nonprofits and churches. So in some respects, you talk about giving someone a fish, but we're also trying to teach them how to fish as well. So we're very excited about this. The process is the same application that's available online right now. So we invite people to apply.
This is really exciting. How do you see this? How do you envision this being able to serve even more people in the coming year and years?
Well, our goal, again, it depends on how many districts participate. Mm-hmm. But if we've served 300 roster church workers over our first 10 years, over the next 4 years, we want to get that closer to an additional 400 over 4 years, you know. Our goal this year is for about 90 pastors, and then we add on teachers and DCEs and other church workers as well.
So the application for the new grant that we were just talking about in the partnership with districts and LCEF, this is specifically for pastors this year, correct?
It is. Now, the application is the same. You don't have to make a distinction, but you'll see there's a drop-down menu that includes for both your district and what your vocation is. So that helps us separate it a little bit.
Very good. So how do we fill out where do we find the application? How do we fill it out? What do we need to have ready when we go to fill out that application?
The application is available on our website, ministryfocus.org. and you need to be able to give some of your financial information to us. So we want to know, what is the current balance on your loans, whether your educational loans, credit cards, auto loans, or what have you. What are your assets? What is your income? What is your spouse's income? We want to get as complete a picture as possible. And that's important because as the grants panel reviews these applications, you can imagine one of the criteria they use in evaluating is how serious was this applicant about this application? What do they really understand about their finances? And so that's just one of those things that we use to evaluate.
Great. Anything else you want us to know as we wrap up our time together today?
Well, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for helping to spread this news. We feel very blessed, as I mentioned earlier, by the grace of God and the generosity of his people. And again, we do this so that faith is strengthened, more people know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Amen. Did we mention the deadline?
I did not. I forgot the deadline is December 31st, 11:59 Central Time. I have been in various places across the years on December 31st, and my phone is exploding with applications. I invite you to submit it a little earlier.
All right. So now is the time to fill out an application for Ministry Focus, church workers, if you're looking for support and trying to figure out those financial situations. Now is the time, ministryfocus.org. You can find the application there. Want to do that before December 31st. Our guest today, again, the Reverend Ken Krieger, president and chair for Ministry Focus. Thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you. Blessings.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.